Number 8. Accept the uniqueness of each friendship. Every friendship has its individual potential. We destroy it if we try to make it what it cannot be. For example, a particular person of the opposite gender might be ideal for a casual friendship, but an inappropriate match for such roles as a spouse, sexual partner, date, or confidant. And a friendship is unlikely to provide unconditional love, because that usually exists only in ideal parent-child relationships, or total acceptance, because we all set limits to the behavior which we will tolerate, or total fulfillment, because one person cannot satisfy all of our needs, or even a perfect friendship, because occasionally two people's goals clash and their friendship skills falter. Number 9. Accept the changes and difficult times together. Friendships change, and so do the individuals within them. Sometimes these transformations cause the end of a friendship, perhaps for the best, if, in learning more about the person, we realize that our needs cannot be met here. But some friendships survive the turbulence. Conflict can even strengthen a friendship. An argument proves that our bond is based upon the honest expression of feelings. Also, the fact that we want to contend with the friction rather than walk away from it asserts our commitment to the friendship itself.